I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, August 3rd. The Quincy man who shot and killed himself during a police standoff in Andover recently was wearing a police uniform that was stolen from Andrea's police supply store in Weymouth. 49-year-old Anthony Melee was a suspect in several area bank robberies. A marijuana delivery service will be operating out of a vacant warehouse in Quincy Center soon. Bud Bus will open on School Street once it gets state approval. The warehouse will not be open to the public. The company also owns South Shore Bud's retail marijuana store in Marshfield. The state is awarding Quincy a $366,000 grant to improve MBTA bus service along Washington Street and pedestrian access along Hancock Street and Quincy Avenue. The grant is from the state's Shared Streets and Spaces program. An equipment derailment on the Red Line in Quincy Center early yesterday caused delays during the morning commute. The T says the incident happened just after 1 a.m., forcing buses to shuttle passengers past the Quincy Center station until 7:30 yesterday morning. Reminder, Furnace Brook Parkway is closed between Hancock Street and Southern Artery in Quincy for a National Grid cable replacement project, and delays are expected along Marymount Parkway for a major renovation project. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, August 3rd.